This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you answer a bit more on why did Prophet ﷺ marry so many women? And also why, because Aisha radiallahu anha was way, way, way younger, so the age gap was a lot. So what's the Islamic perspective of it? Jazakallah khair.
Al-Maghrib presents Q&A with Sheikh Walid Basuni.
The Nabi ﷺ married multiple marriages. First of all, some of these marriages, or one of them at least, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to marry one of them. So it was even ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, it is a common practice in the culture at that time that men will be married multiple wives. It's something that's the default, that's the norm, okay? And very common practice. But for the Prophet ﷺ was a different, many other reasons. Number one. One of the reasons was to document the Prophet ﷺ's life very well. So one of the reasons even why he married women in early age, so they would live way longer after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would relate and narrate to the next generations about the Prophet ﷺ's life. Home is a big portion of your life and what you do at home. So many things that they learn and they narrated to us. You know, Aisha radiallahu anha, for instance, one of the, she narrated so many ahadith, she considered number three or four narrators among the Sahaba radiallahu anha. We took to look at the number of the hadith that she narrated. And also she lived way longer after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam time. Another also reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married multiple women, because you have multiple witnesses over his character traits. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's easy to have or to look good and perfect outside. What really it will show your real character of you, how you behave at home. You have 9 witnesses at one time saying that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at home was better than outside. And his private life was like outside. And some of these women have every reason to expose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if he was lying. Like Safiya. Safiya's father was killed by the army of Muhammad. Safiya's father, uncle, her entire tribes were defeated by the hand of the Prophet ﷺ's army. So this woman have every reason, if she found that Muhammad ﷺ was lying and not a true prophet, to expose him. But she didn't. They're all testify that he is Rasulullah ﷺ haqqa. And his character is just proven that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's another reason. Another also, as I said, the Prophet ﷺ's life and what he do at home, from ghusl, wudu, even intimacy and prayer at home, fasting, eating, sleeping, waking up, clothes, all these kind of things, so many. Can you imagine every one of these need to be documented, need to be reported, need to be narrated to the, you need multiple actually people to witness that, to be able to narrate all this for us. How many incidents or things took place during the Prophet's life? And these all need to be documented for us. So all these women documented the details life of the Prophet. There is no human being, his life documented like the Prophet. Every detail of his life was documented for us. And it's interesting, sister, and I don't want to give names, but there's so many names that today we have so much respect and even we celebrate, okay? Have days after the names, okay? And celebrating their legacy and their contributions in civil rights or in human rights or whatever, okay? But those same people, when you look at their personal life, especially with their family, terrible. Some of them were abusers. One of them known to, some of them even accused in the good doubts about them accusing, having, violence, beating, hitting, against women. And some of them do terrible things with children, and things so disgusting like that. even though they are iconic in other areas. But when it comes to the personal life, it's so ugly. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not like that. You know, even presidents and kings and you name it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not like that. And the reason for all these witnesses we have. Also, one of the reasons that the ulama said, if you look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam marriages, that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was connected to all tribes in Arabia. So every tribe feel that they are related to the Prophet. So the support for his da'wah, for his deen, came from every corner in Arabia, even from non-Arab as well. Also, one of it is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a role model, and something I mentioned earlier, that if you look at his marriages, it represents almost every scenario in life. All this different type of woman. Older, young, same culture, different culture, married, not married, widow, divorce, you know, never been married before, and so on. So this is also something that we can all relate to when it comes to our own experience and our marriages, today. So these are some of the reasons that I can think of why the Prophet had multiple marriages. As for Aisha radiallahu anha, the difference in age, first of all, this is not a unique case. Aisha radiallahu anha, and we have to understand the difference between a contract and consummation. So you might have a contract, but the consummation of the marriage will be happening later on. So you might marry, but the consummation of the marriage will be later on the day. So it might be after 2, 3, 5, 6 years from their marriage. And in that time, this is not something considered strange or unacceptable. That's why never ever in the early days or even centuries afterwards, ever anybody raised this as a problem. It's just because in our modern days, we kind of culturally, we shifted, we find this is to be strange. And I give you an example. If I tell you there is a woman who married in the age of 13. Oh, 13? That's just not acceptable. And you will feel this is like, right, this is just a child. You know, I have a kid 13, I can't imagine her married at all. But guess what? So many places, so many states, even they have 13 as a legal age of marriage today, and 14, and 15, which is considered very early. In so many culture today, this is when you look at even non-Arab culture, non-Arab culture, many kings, they will tell you he married in the age of 3 and 7. That doesn't mean they consummated the marriage. It means they contract. The king of France and the queen of France, the queen of Austria, and all this. And we will talk about this. We'll talk about early marriages. And you find it's very common that they do that. And it was not something objectionable. That's why none of the kuffar did that. And by the way, Aisha radiallahu anha, she was actually engaged to someone else before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about her, Abu Bakr said, I can't say yes until I see the man who asked for her hand first would agree or not. So just shows you that how common this practice was when it comes to marrying women in early ages. Yes, I hope that will answer your question. Okay, anybody else?
Seeing as that he had so many witnesses for character, why is it that most of the hadiths that we see are narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha?
Very good. I hear this question a lot. Like, why most of the story about him and Aisha? What about others? First of all, you heard me sharing many stories with others. But definitely with Aisha, there's more stories. Why? For a simple reason. Because Aisha radiallahu anha, she lived longer. And she had more students than anyone else. She had way more narrators and people who narrate hadith from her and students than Umm Salama or Hind Zainab or Hafsa radiallahu anha or Safiya Aisha had so many students, and she was a scholar. She was a narrator of hadith. That's why, and she will definitely start with her own stories, you know, and that's why it became more popular and well documented than others. And you can make analogy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was fair and just with all of them.